At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wow.
We're at the NFL meetings today, and do we know if Jim Irsay was there? Like, because the NFL owners are the ones that vote on these resolutions. There's 32 owners, they vote. And I didn't read anything about Jim Irsay not being there, and then we found out today that Jim Irsay just died, like, today. So is Jim Irsay's final act on this planet is voting on whether or not you can shove a grown man in the ass?
It is possible.
It is possible.
I'm just going to...
Did the tush push
I'm
going to
wait on all this because there could be another layer here that makes it incredibly sensitive. And I'm not quite ready to go there with Jim Irsay. We'll see.
Yeah, if you didn't hear, Jim Irsay, the longtime owner of the... I think he took over when he was like 37 when his father died. And controversial. Had some substance abuse problems. Been arrested a couple times. But was a key figure, I guess, by all accounts. He was on the NFL Finance Committee, and he was a big... I think he was one of the more well-known owners in all of the NFL.
Yes.
I mean, when you think about, like, owners that are front and center in the NFL, well, obviously Al Davis was, and now his son. I think the Davises, you look at Jerry Jones, I think is a big one. Bob Kraft. And then, like, where do you... I would make the argument that Jim Irsay might be the next one... On the board.
In the last 5 years, he's clearly a top five owner in terms of public persona and awareness.
I mean, you look at like social awareness. You look at like, you know, Hunt in Kansas City, but I don't know how many people can pick him out of a lineup. Jeffrey Loria in Philadelphia, but again, I'm not certain how many people, I mean, you know his name.
I couldn't, and I'm a pretty big NFL fan.
Right? I mean, and a lot of the teams have changed hands or have gone through maybe family shifts like Houston and New Orleans, but Jim Irsay has been there, I mean, basically my entire adult life.
Buck, is this my familiarity with Niners that I just think Jed York is fairly present?
Yeah, I think he's fairly present. I think it even came to a head of him being too meddling in the Jim Harbaugh era. It seemed like he wanted to be around and involved a lot. There were even reports that he walked into a meeting once and Jim Harbaugh said, sorry, this meeting is for men only, and embarrassed him on his way out the door.
Right.
After the coaching change there, the Jim Tom Sula debacle, he kind of went a little step back. Hands off, let John Lynch take the reins, and has been less involved, but still very present.
Not as present as Irsay, but he's up there too. There aren't that many owners that you know by name and by look.
It's a big deal, so we're not really certain how. They just said that he passed away in his sleep, and Irsay did make it clear that they're not selling the team. He said that he's got a bunch of daughters, and they're not exactly sure kind of how all that works and who takes control. But, I mean, years ago, it was like 10 years ago, he said that when I'm gone, this is my family's team. His intent was to not sell. So everything that we know about Jim Irsay is that will not be a sell thing. That will be his daughters run it. And then how involved they are, who knows?
Right.
But, rest in peace, Jim Irsay. But yeah, the NFL meeting today, we kind of thought everyone went to bed yesterday with the idea that the tush push was done and gone. Remember, because at the previous meeting a month or so ago, this was tabled because they didn't think they had the vote. So the fact that it came back and they were voting on it, I mean, it was widely thought that this thing was dead and gone. They needed 24 votes in order to ban this. And I guess it got really contentious to the point where you had Philadelphia, the owner, the GM, and they brought in Jason Kelce. And I guess they went for
lobbying.
Yeah, Jason Kelce went in and lobbied for this. And they actually said that Jason Kelce might have been the tipping point. They fell 2 votes short. They needed 24 votes to kill it. They got 22. And they said that Jason Kelce coming in and saying that, I believe Kelce's quote was, "I would unretire if all I had to do was the tush push 60 times a game," because the idea was it was a dangerous play. And Kelce was like, no, he goes, "It's the safest play." And they're saying that that may have actually swayed people.
Well, there
and,
you go.
And then it turned contentious because I guess Jeffrey Lurie, who's the owner,
was being extra.
Yeah. I guess he came out and, I mean, it's a little awkward to say, but he said that whether this thing gets banned or not, he called the tush push a boy's wet dream.
Not a child's.
A boy's. That's a child. Right.
It's all uncomfortable.
It is uncomfortable, but like when you teenage, say a boy.
Like a teenage boy's wet dream.
Wet
they
dream.
Invented a play or came up with a play that is so unstoppable that the league now wants to ban it. And he spoke for over an hour, and at one point, Jed York shouted out, the Niners owner, something along the lines of, "Do you have any more blank to say, or can we move on here?"
And Troy Vincent, who's one of the head of the NFL's like competition committee, the former player, I guess he started yelling at Lurie, being like, "Hey, we don't need to be talking about wet dreams in here."
It got weird.
Yeah, it did get weird. But I guess it went down. Two votes shy.
I got to be honest. I'm anti-tush push. It's not a player. It's not a player health thing. For me, the thing that separated football from rugby is that they don't do that whole scrum push thing. And it used to be that you were not supposed to push or pull the ball carrier.
You can't pull them, I don't think.
Push or pull. But you can't push or pull the ball carrier.
I think now you still can't pull, but you can push.
Right. I'm just saying you could not yank the ball carrier, push the ball carrier in any way, that the ball carrier's momentum was created by the ball carrier or the blockers in front of the ball carrier, but you couldn't push or pull them forward. And I know you still can't pull them, but you can push them. And that's very rugby-ish. It's very rugby-ish sport and move.
Yeah.
And I just don't like it.
I do. And I love that the Eagles...
But you're a lineman. That's such a lineman
take. My favorite is the Eagles, the first thing, the moment this went public, they put out on Twitter. It was just a photo from like the end zone view of them getting ready to do it. And then it just says, "Push on." And then they released a 26-minute clip. 26 straight minutes of the tush push.
And additionally, that push on, very strategically, the team that was trying to stop it, the Packers, who introduced the legislation.
Yes. And so, yes, the push on, the photo is them tush pushing against the Green Bay Packers.
And that's kind of my point, is the Eagles have run this same play, and they have 26 minutes of running the same play, where they get a few feet. And I just don't think it fits in the nature of what football is supposed to be. I don't think it's an unstoppable play. I don't think it's against the health.
I just think
the play that it is rugby. It's not football. Mm. And as we grew up with football, the idea, like when, was it Bush that pushed Leinart against Notre Dame?
Yeah,
other way around.
Or was it the other way?
It was the Bush push because he got pushed.
Right.
Yeah.
We just said, no, this shouldn't be allowed. This isn't okay. This is not what football is about. And now it's the go-to play in the NFL, and we said it was not okay, and Notre Dame or USC essentially cheated their way to a win over Notre Dame, and now it's like, well, what are we talking about? Why would it be illegal? It's about player health. How about it's just not what we designed football to be?
I love it. I love the tush push. I love that it pisses people off, and my dream... And I don't know if they would ever do it, but like when they play the Packers,
Just run it.
It is my dream of dreams to run an entire drive of the tush push. Because
at least a red zone set.
Yes. Because, like, sometimes when they run the tush push, they get, like, 3-4 yards.
Oh, it's gone for 6 or 7 if they get underneath everybody well enough.
So it is my dream that the bitchy, whiny Packers, or whoever voted against this, just line up, and it's like, come hell or high water, stop it. Four plays in a row, we're going to tush push to get a first down. I want to see it happen. I think it would be great. Because it bothers me that, and this is why I'm pro tush push, anyone can do it. It's available.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And no one does it like Philadelphia. Nobody. And so if it was a non-football play and it was unstoppable or whatever, then everyone would do it. But the fact that they do it and they do it so well, and it's not just with Kelce because they've gone now and he's gone and they've got Cam Jurgens in there and it still works. I love the fact that they do something that at least half the league says, we don't want to do this because we can't stop it.
But see, my issue is not that it's unstoppable, it's not, or health or any of that. It's that it's not in the nature of what football was supposed to be.
But that's not why they're trying to ban it. That's not why they're trying to ban it.
And if that were why, then I could support it.
If the Eagles weren't any good at this and this had like a 20% success rate, pushing from behind, no one would have an issue with this. It's the fact that for the most part, when Philly does this, it's an automatic first down. This is like when they said that it was a Cream or Wilt, might have been both, when they said that you can't dunk anymore. They outlawed dunking
in college.
Because,
in college,
they're like, hey, we can't stop this, so we're not going to let you do it. And that, I think that's Bush.
Right.
No one would have a problem with this if it wasn't so successful. So, although, to be fair, the Bills run this the second most of any team, and the Bills actually, from all I read, the Bills were actually against it. Don't know if they changed their mind or not.
Didn't work for them against the Chiefs.
But yeah, they had a crappy tush push, and they actually decided to vote against it, even though they use it a bunch. So, I don't know. I'm just glad that it's back and that we can finally put this to bed, because I do get tired of the are they or aren't they. So it failed, and I hope it's just dead and gone and we never have to talk about it again and figure out a way to stop it.
I don't agree with the Packers' reasoning for wanting to ban it. Separate from that, just as a concept, I don't think it fits in football. But I do agree with you that the teams that were pushing for it to be banned, they weren't saying, this is a rugby play. They were trying to say, it's not safe, and it was really that
we can't stop it.
The NFC couldn't stop it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One other thing coming out of these meetings, because like the Lions proposal to change playoff seating, that got shot down. But we did get a new award in the NFL, and I want to get your take on that. Here, though, is Buck with SportsCenter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home.
Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America. We'll be right back.